Well, here we are again with another program. We're in Luke chapter 2, lessons from the book of Luke. Stay tuned. In our last broadcast, we left off with Joseph and Mary and the child, the Christ child. They were there being presented in the temple, as was the law said to do. And in verse 34, we begin this program that Simeon had a special message for Mary. And Simeon blessed them, that is Joseph and Mary and the Christ child, and said unto Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, for a sign which shall be spoken against. Yea, a sword shall pierce through thine own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed." And so we again mentioned that when we're looking at interpreting the scriptures, we need to determine who is God speaking to, who is he speaking about. In this particular situation, he is speaking about many in the nation of Israel. Now, you'll see down a little further, he mentions the Gentiles. But if you're going to study this, you have to keep it in focus. Well, at that point, in verse number 36, somebody else comes on the scene, someone who is also part of the remnant, that very small group of people that really know what's going on at that time. And there's a remnant today, we are told in Romans, that really know what's going on today as well. Be part of that remnant. Be sure and be part of that remnant. Well, it says in verse, and by the way, it is a choice. It says in verse 36, "And there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Peniel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of a great age and lived with an husband 7 years from her virginity. And she was a widow of about 84 years, which departed not from the temple, but served God with fasting and prayers night and day. And she coming in that instant gave thanks likewise unto the Lord, and spake of him to all that looked for redemption in Jerusalem." And now the focus changes again. It says, "When they," that is Joseph and Mary, "had performed all things according to the law," and that's important, the law of the Lord, "they returned into Galilee to their own city, Nazareth." Again, they did not go running off to Egypt, as tradition teaches us. 30 days after Christ was born, this all took place, and then they went to their own city, Nazareth. "And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, filled with wisdom, and the grace of God was upon him." Now, as we get to verse 41, I'm going to read down through to verse 52 just to get the content of this. It says, "Now his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. And when they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem. And Joseph and his mother knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. And when they found him not, they turned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. And it came to pass that after 3 days they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. And all that heard him were astonished at his understanding and his answers." Keep in mind, he's 12 years old. Verse 48 says, "And when they saw him," that is Joseph and Mary, "they were amazed. And his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. And he said unto them, How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And he went down with them, and came to Nazareth, and was subject unto them. But his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature, and in favor with God and man. Now, verse 41 says, his parents went to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. Now he's 12 years old. He's been going down there every year with Joseph and his mother for the last 12 years. When he was 12 years old, they went to Jerusalem, it says in verse 42, after the custom of the feast. Now, here's part of the problem, big part of the problem. They went after the custom. The dictionary says a custom is a thing that one does habitually. It just has become a habit. We're kind of going through the motions. Verse 43 continues, when they had fulfilled the days. Yeah, we got the days fulfilled. Let's get back home. Well, verse 43 says, as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and Mary knew not of it. But they, supposing him to have been in the company, went a day's journey, and they sought him among their kinfolk and acquaintance. Now they fulfill the days, they're heading back home. Jesus is not with them. They didn't even bother to check. They go 18 or 20 miles out into the Badlands on a journey without him, supposing him to be in the company. Now, Joseph and his mother knew not of it. Can you imagine when Jesus was first born? Can you imagine how protective they would have been knowing that this is the Son of God? Can you imagine when Jesus was maybe 2 or 3 years old out playing in the yard and Mary looking out the window every 10 seconds to make sure he's okay? Now he's 12. Here they are going to Jerusalem after the custom, fulfilling the days, supposing him to be in the company, leaving and going on a day's journey without him. Now, she knew who he was a few years back, but they had just kind of gotten routine situation in their lives as far as the things of the Lord were concerned. You have to wonder how many church services are happening these days where we are supposing him to have been in the company. Well, it says, when they found him not amongst his relatives, they returned back again to Jerusalem, seeking him. Now, it's an 18 or 20 mile trip back. It came to pass, after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the doctors, both hearing them and asking them questions. After 3 days, they decided to check the temple. Where were they looking for him? Well, when they heard him, they were astonished at his understanding and his answers. And when they saw him, that is, those people who, the doctors and those he was talking to, were astonished. Now, verse 48 says, when they, that is Joseph and Mary, saw him, they were amazed, and his mother said unto him, Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Oh, Mary, you better be careful about how you're talking to God here. Behold, she said, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing. Now, you'll notice the word father there, thy father's a small F on the word father. Jesus said unto them, how is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business, with a capital F on that word father? Now, if anybody knew that Joseph was not the father of Jesus, it was Mary. But she's just kind of going through the custom, just after the fulfilling the days, supposing him to be in the company, journeying along without him. She just kind of got used to it. I think we do that. Well, it says in verse 50, Joseph and Mary, they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. How amazing is that? How is it that she sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my father's business? They understood not the saying which he spake unto them. That Greek word is found 3 times in this story. It says they knew not in verse number 43. They knew not that Jesus was not with them as they're traveling along. They wist not. He said, wist ye not that I must be about my father's business in verse 49. That's the same Greek word. And then here in verse 50, they understood not the saying that he spake unto them. That's what happens when you're just going through the motions and you lose. Paul the Apostle said, take heed, take heed. You did run well. Who did hinder you? I think most of the time the answer to that question is the person we see in the mirror when we get up in the morning. Now here's an amazing verse. It says Jesus went down with them and came to Nazareth and was subject unto them. The only thing we read about Jesus when he was a teenager, that he was subject unto them, and he grew in wisdom and stature and favor with God and man. He was subject unto them. Any teenager today can be subject unto their parents if they're trying to lead them in a godly way, if Jesus could be subject unto these two. And it says, but his mother kept all these sayings in her heart, and Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Well, in the next broadcast, we'll look at Luke chapter 3. Be sure and tune in.